Welcome, Karen.
Hello, thank you, Janet. I appreciate it. My name is Karen L., and I'm a compulsive overeater and a binge eater. My story kind of begins later in my life. I started having children. I kept my weight kept fluctuating with each child I had. I have four beautiful children, 19 grandchildren. I realized that I was destined to have weight problems, though, as my mom and my grandmother had. They were both very large ladies. They were both heavy, and I was determined as I grew up watching them have some trouble that I wasn't going to have the same weight issues they did. But I guess it was in our genes. Shortly after I had my children, I really thought about having some bariatric surgery when I was younger. And at the time, I went to investigate the surgery options only to find out that it wasn't going to happen to me then. It's because my insurance wouldn't cover any of it. And in 1987, my last child was born. And my weight was tipping the scales way over 200 pounds. I tried diet pills, diet shakes, kickboxing, even gym memberships, you name it, and I did it. It was all to lose the weight. The weight would come off for a while I was doing the activities, but then when I stopped or the money ran out, I would gain the weight back with extra to boot. The old joke was, "Oh, you've lost weight. Don't worry, I found it," which I'm sure some of us can attest to. I continued to pray about my weight gain, asking God to take away my desire for food and to help me to lose weight. I actually believed he said no to me, so I began to eat what I want when I wanted. My weight began to continue to creep up. And then menopause hit, and oh my goodness, my weight was inching to almost 300 pounds. Oh my goodness, I was up to 285 pounds at my top weight, which was only 15 pounds away from 300. And I knew I had to do something. I had to take the weight off, because by then my health was starting to deteriorate. I was leaning towards being a borderline diabetic. I had arthritis starting in my knees. I couldn't even walk up a flight of stairs without losing my breath. I couldn't go hiking with my grandchildren. My knees and my back would begin to hurt. I was out of breath, and I was going to retire soon. I knew I would have to do something to take the excess weight off. My husband died in 2017 before I could retire, but even that was not enough to help me lose weight. As I grieved the loss of my husband, I ate instead of losing my appetite. Once I retired, I checked my insurance possibilities, excuse me, again, and I found that bariatric surgery was covered under Medicare. And praying about this again, I found myself getting the approval from my insurance company and from God. Even my children were on board with the idea. They realized my health was getting bad and something had to be done. So on February 5th, 2024, I had my bariatric surgery. I had the Y-en-Roux and bypass. When I came out of the anesthesia, though, I told the surgeon something was wrong. I had that surgery where they just do a couple little holes in you and do whatever they do. But I knew I had that before, but I told the doctor there was something wrong. And I was right. 6 days later, I was back in the ER because complications set in and I was getting septic. And so I ended up undergoing emergency surgery on Valentine's Day in 2024. And the surgeon ended up taking out 3 feet of my small intestine and had to redo my bypass surgery again. I was in the CICU for several days, and they didn't know if I was going to make it at first. I spent 2 weeks total in the hospital, and then I had to go to the rehab center, learn to walk and do all kinds of things again. I had to bathroom by myself, learn to shower by myself. The healing was slow, and it took 4 months to heal, but the weight came off rapidly. And by September of 2024, I was feeling a lot better, and my surgical wounds were pretty much healed. I had to, because of my surgery, I had to have what they called a open healing process where they didn't stitch me up and bandage me up and stuff. They actually put bandages in my wound and let it drain that way. And so it took 4 months for that to happen. But I was still having some problems with my mind. I had the same mindset as before my surgery. My mind continued to scream for food, but my stomach wasn't ready for it, thank God. I was only able to have a liquid diet for several months. Then, when I could eat solid food, I could only take a bite at a time, and I was told to have as much protein as possible. Well, I don't like milk, so the protein shakes were out for me. And that was another reason the weight kept coming off. I was losing weight so fast, but some of that weight was muscle mass also, and I was getting out of control. I heard of Overeaters Anonymous in late September of 2024. The food noise was so great, I thought, I'm going to have to try this. I had never heard of Overeaters Anonymous before. But somehow I had to try and figure out a way to make this food noise get under control. I was obsessed with food. I thought about it all the time. I would find myself trying to snack on foods, trying to eat more than I should, getting sick to my stomach. I had to tame the food noise. So I went to my first OA meeting, and that was the best thing I had ever done. I really believe God had sent me there. I soon began to realize I was going to get the help I needed. I went to meetings as often as possible. And now I noticed how many times I said the word I was willing to help God with this. I was going to tell him how it needed to be done. I began to realize my life had become unmanageable where food was concerned. As I began to learn more about the program, I realized that part of the healing is, of course, learning the program, working the 12 steps, and getting a sponsor. The more I went to the program, the more I began to realize my life was out of control. Step one told me that my life had become unmanageable, while step two said I needed to get some help. Oh, that was a power greater than me needed to intervene on my behalf. Uh-oh, I was going to have to turn the show over to God if I was going to get any results. God had to be in control. I was encouraged to get a sponsor because the thought was I couldn't do this alone, which I realized I couldn't. I needed a sponsor to help me get through the 12 steps of overeating. I approached a woman at the meeting, at one of the meetings, and asked her if she was willing to sponsor me. I had been in the program about 6 months, and she agreed to be my sponsor. We began to read out of the big book. We worked the steps from the big book, but then a devastating thing happened to her. I realized that God was trying to tell me something then. He was coaching me to get another sponsor. I had not heard from her for about 10 days. When she finally contacted me, she told me what had happened. She said she couldn't be my sponsor anymore, that she had realized or re relapsed, excuse me. I knew something was going on. I felt like it took her a lot of courage to admit that to me. She said she needed to work on her own recovery for a while. And I said I understood because I had already found another sponsor. She wanted to know how I knew that I was going to need a new sponsor. And I told her that it was God's leading, and I wished her well and began the journey with my new sponsor. I ch still check on my old sponsor from time to time, and I will always be grateful to her for the help that she began in me and my journey in OA. I had begun to work with one of the most beautiful sponsors. She started the step work right away. I'm so grateful to her for that. Working through the steps with her brought up so many reasons for my addiction, my pride, my resentment, my half-truths, my dishonesty. The list goes on. These are all my character traits, defects. Once I began to see them for what they truly are, I was able to see that I needed to make amends to a lot of people. Sometimes it was through letters, sometimes a spoken word, or a repayment of some sort. I also realized God was beginning to do for me what I could not do for myself. He was always there for me, willing to help me and do for me what I could never do for myself. I had to take a hard look at myself. God was helping me see the defects in my life, things I did not see or want to see about myself. I never faced my faults before. I thought I was always good. But when you ask God to show you things that grieve his heart, and he does so lovingly, you must c confess it as sin, repent from it, and change your behavior. Well, I needed to make a choice. I asked him to show me. He did. I chose to follow his leading, to follow him. Not only did he show me my weaknesses, but he also showed me my strengths. He let me know that there were also things that he loved about me. So last August, 2025, I became abstinent from some of my binge foods. August 7th, 2025. I have been in the program for almost 2 years. Some days are hard for me as I continue to heal both my body and my soul. I also to con continue to work on the physical. I go for walks where God and I talk a lot. He goes with me everywhere I go. I believe he will never leave me or forsake me. I continued, I remember talking to him about OA. I told him I would not go on the journey alone, and I told him he needed to go with me. Every one of us is going on a journey, our own journey, but we are going on our own journeys together. I want to thank you for going on my journey with me and accepting me as I am. You continue to encourage me and accept me as I am. I'm in a workshop now that is helping me to refresh my steps. I also remember continuing to take personal inventory of the wrongs to me as well as I have others done to others. I talk with God a lot.
5 minutes.
Thank you. I do not walk every day, but we talk. He has been my God for several years. I've prayed for his will to be done, and I've learned early that he is God and I am not. I'm so thankful for his gentle reminders. I love when God shows me his glory and reminds me every day to carry this message to other compulsive eaters and to practice the principles in all my affairs. I am a work in progress. Each day brings new growth opportunities. My walks with God, as well as meetings and times with my sponsor, are getting me through. I appreciate that you always welcome newcomers or anyone who has a desire to quit eating compulsively, one day at a time. And with that, I'll pass.